The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. A couple minutes after 8. By the way, special deal I'm going to be telling you about going on at the Expo in Brewfest in Scotty McCreary. I'll tell you some details about that in the next few minutes, okay? It's a couple minutes after 8. We got Matt. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind here? You were at that wildfire Senate Bill 762 deal. What's up?
Yeah, I was. First thing I want to say is we are very well represented when it comes to this map specifically, in many other ways, I believe. But for this thing, to listen, to have somebody who knows something and has extensive expertise in the field question somebody is spectacular. And there were some other commissioners from other parts of the state that were terrific too, but they just don't have the background and the knowledge that Herman has. And that makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I guess it was Dave Dotterer, according to the Oregon Eagle story on that, that called them out on 10% of the tax lots not even put into this map. Either. So he got bad.
That was Rick Dyer, I believe.
Oh, it's Rick Dyer. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Rick Dyer was the one who brought that up. And that's so I just want to say this. There's a word, subsidiarity, and it basically means bringing management down to the lowest level. If there was one consistent thing throughout all of the county commissioners' comments, is that everybody kept pulling up maps and information saying, look, we've got all these pieces of farmland. And you've got six of them in this one area that are listed as low risk and some others as high risk or moderate and high risk. And they're saying they're literally the same thing. This map, whoever decides to do this from the state level, this guy kept putting in the word science, just like the left always does. Science, it's the science. We're using science, advanced science. And then the other word, which is climate change nonsense. Modeling. Oh, our models. You have people living on the ground in these counties who know their own terrain. They know their fire risk. They know what vegetation that they have and, you know, the water, irrigation, and all those things. It is an absolute travesty that anyone believes a bunch of idiots, I don't care how many people from Oregon Department of Forestry or University, or excuse me, Oregon State University they put in there, unless you walk the ground that people live on, you cannot develop a fire map saying, yeah, that lot's risky, that lot's not, that lot. I mean, we had people pulling up maps of tract neighborhoods where you have almost every single lot in that neighborhood listed as low risk, and then three lots listed as extreme or high risk. There's no way you can, unless you were on the ground looking at every single tract of land, can you do this? And I'm just gonna parrot what Herman said. I didn't hear anybody holding that meeting mention what responsibility are the feds and the state taking for managing their land. There's nothing in there.
Because it doesn't involve them at all. This is about actually charging you and getting you prepared to have the feds burn your land because of their irresponsible management. That's what Senate Bill 762 is all about, because it's restoring the forest here, Matt, don't you know?
From time to time, someone's house will catch on fire and it'll cause something in a forest. What is it, 90%, 99% of the time? The fire starts in the forest, whether it's lightning or arson or some other case, a campfire, mm-hmm. It always starts on their land. They take no responsibility for protecting the people who live near their land. When I moved here 31 years ago, people used to brag, oh, my house backs up to BLM. Oh, my house backs up to BLM. Now, God, with all this going on, I would never want a house that backed up to BLM.
Yeah, and essentially Senate Bill 762 is about penalizing you for having the misfortune of being up against BLM land or U.S. Forest Service land or ODF land, really, for that matter.
You know what? I'll just leave you with this. It is an absolute joke that these people don't think people who live among the forest, look, driving down my long road, we have a lot of people who are tucked in the trees, and then when you get to my area of this little valley I live in, it's all irrigated farmland, okay? When I saw the first fire map, we were all treated the same way, right? So, but I'm irrigated, surrounded. I got 200-acre ranch over here. I got 15 acres over here, 20 over here. Everybody waters throughout the entire fire season. The ground is saturated. So, But I when I drive down my road, when I go to a house, I'm driving by, people have their trees limbed up. They have their grass mowed. The forest should look the same way. They should have to follow the same, just, you know, basic intelligence that a homeowner who lives among the trees and enjoys the beautiful nature that Oregon has to offer, they should be held to the same standard. And I think the only way you ever stop all of this and get them to manage that forest, some house attorney or somebody's going to have to say, look, let's file a massive class action lawsuit against the federal government and against the state of Oregon for not managing their land and putting all of us at risk for loss of property and loss of life.
Because as you can figure out here, Matt, they manage the forest right now for environmental people, for environmental ideology. That's how they do it. And they did it through all their sue and settle. So maybe sue and settle has to go back the other way, the other direction.
Okay, I guess I'll leave you with it. The ultimate fire map is going to be this. They're going to stick us with a map, and then it's going to be massive negotiations on every single property owner having to negotiate with the state saying, okay, let me hear your case. Matt, you live here. Okay. All right. Yeah, we see that. All right. You're moderate now. We're dropping you to moderate. They're going to force us to develop the map. This map is just garbage thrown against the wall. The ultimate map will be, I'll be dead and buried before they have an ultimate map where everybody has had their chance at arbitration somehow and spent thousands or tens of thousands of dollars for these bigger tracts of land to fight the government to actually have their property designated properly.
But don't you find it interesting that Herman, though, exposed the grift, though, that the large landowners cut a deal with Brown?
But yeah. Look, I'm sure of it. You know, it was interesting because you had, what's that real popular resort up north? Sun River?
Yeah.
But you had, somebody else came up from another county, a neighboring county, I believe. I may have this not exactly right, but they were saying, you know, look, our property is no different than theirs. Why are we high risk and then they're moderate? Well, Sun River, I'll bet they got some big wigs who have a foot in the door with state reps and state senators who were able to negotiate a deal on these maps. There's no doubt in my mind that goes on. You know what I mean.
Well, negotiating a deal, translation, corrupt process, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much for that. I'll grab another call here. Bob Hart's going to join me. We're going to continue to discuss this here coming up. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Hello? Hello, you are... Yeah, hi, who's this?
Oh, hi, I didn't hear myself. Come on, it's Dave.
Hey, Dave.
How are you?
I'm fine, Dave.
Well, I was having a nice, pleasant morning until I started listening to you, and I had to start my breathing exercises.
Sorry about that.
Well, that's the way it goes. Look, the fire thing, I think you hit it on the head. This is everything, you know, the U.S., the Forester, everybody involved in this, it's all about radical environmental policy, which, you know, I'm not an expert in this, but it's clear, you know, all the forest management policies, all the firefighting policies are completely passive, and it's all based around this really stupid idea of global climate change. And, you know, eventually the whole damn state's going to burn down. I mean, I hate to say that, but it's the most frustrating thing ever. And then when you hear about these, you know, like you said, the Gen Z, whoever, whatever it is, I lost track, you know, sitting behind their computers trying to figure this thing out, it's just, I don't know, man, it's just beyond the pale of understanding, and I'm not sure to do about it. So, but I share the frustration of everybody I've heard today. And then,
yeah, well, the one thing that's coming out of here, first off, there needs to be such a level of outrage and pitchforks and torches, if you want to put it this way, Dave, that the legislature is afraid not to repeal Senate Bill 762. That's where it needs to go.
I agree.
Yeah. And
yeah, I have a pitchfork, but I don't have a torch. But
Don't drop the torch in the forest. We don't want you to burn the neighborhood down. Okay, yeah. But Senate Bill 762 needs repealed, and it's not going to get done by the people at this point because you'd have to wait. What would it be? At least 2 years, I think, before you could get something going there. There needs to be enough pressure, enough outrage brought that even the most liberals the liberal people, such as Senator Golden, who, of course, was very much a part of this, and State Rep Pam Marsh, that they feel that they can't politically survive without repealing this. And in a proper world, they will repeal this. We'll see how proper they're going to be here in the coming months, okay? Appreciate the call there, Dave. 12 minutes after 8, Bob Hart joins me here in a few.
This is Brent with Homan Built Deck and Fence, experts in custom deck and fence construction. As an authorized Trex Pro deck builder, we use the highest quality products for your deck, including custom handrail packages, drainage systems, and even deck lighting. As a small hometown business, we provide personalized design and creative solutions for your outdoor space. My website is homanbuilt.com, HOMANbuilt.com. Homan Built Deck and Fence. We build the best and fix the rest.
CCB 232-179.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Wrencher Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Wrencher Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
With so many working and doing business from home, it's good to know there's a community business center to help. A Street Print and Parcel is a one-stop shop for everything from large format printing and scanning to blueprints, architectural plans, and shipping. Their Studio 10 expansion offers passport photos, photo mounting, fine art scanning, art reproductions, signs and banners, negative and slide scanning, canvas prints, and so much more. Located in Ashland on A Street across from Ashland Hardware. Their motto, we create it, print it, pack it, and ship it. A Street Print and Parcel and Studio 10. 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
For the Rogue Valley, fairly typical weather for the last few days of August, with warm, mostly sunny, and occasionally breezy conditions. Today, sunny, warm, and dry, highs near 85. Tonight, clear and mild with lows near 50. Wednesday, warm, sunny, and dry, but breezy at times, highs near 90. This is Kevin Lawless for NBC News 5, your place.
All right, 14 minutes after 8. Let me go to John. John, you want to give me a quick take on your experience on wildfire mitigation or fire risk in your neighborhood. What do you say?
Right. I've lived here for 50 years, and I back up into BLM and County Forestry, and I'm north of Grants Pass, and I know there's a high fire risk. We do what we can every year, you know, clean the weeds along the highway and stuff. And I want to comment that our state forestry, at least the Grants Pass unit, is really, really good. And so don't, demigrate them because they do incredible job.
Okay.
And that's my point.
All right. Very good. John, I appreciate that. Holly's here. Hey, Holly, what do you say?
To hear fire mitigation plan that is not just the citizens. You know, we're experiencing decades of poor forest management, in my opinion. You know, the fuel is stacked way up, and of course that's why we have these gigantic fires.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I'd like to talk about is the budgeting of how they manage forest fires. And we've got somebody in our family who's a wildland firefighter, and they send him to Atlanta and California and all over the place. It must cost a fortune to send these guys all over the place. I just wonder who is planning, you know, all of that. I suspect that what's happening is their budget is so high for these forest fires because of the way they manage things that now they're looking back to the citizens and thinking, now how can we get the citizens to have an obligation to weigh in on this?
Exactly. Well, there's always budgeting to pay for putting out the fires, but you can't do anything about actually making the forest pay for themselves, right? And that is, once again, years and years. I think you termed it properly, in which it's transferring the liability for decades of not managing forests onto people who happen to just live by those same forests.
And who are managing their own properties.
Yeah, you
know,
agreed.
Their own properties, but, you know, we have, I don't know what the percentages are, but the vast majority of our land is owned, you know, by state and federal government.
Exactly. And you're going to pay for it. Burn it and bill you? I don't think so. People are angry. Thanks, Holly. Let me go to Michael. Michael Shaw. Hey, Michael.
Good morning, sir. 2 points. One is, if they really want to mitigate fire, you've got to log the whole area. I mean, you could avoid all fires if you want to wipe out all the trees in the state. Done. They're not going to allow the logging to happen.
Now, the thing is, I would say, though, but I also agree with Captain Bill Simpson that herbivory munching down the grass would be helpful, too. We've gotten rid of a lot. We've really screwed with a lot of what goes on out there on those lands.
No, I wholeheartedly agree. If you have plant-eating animals keeping the undergrowth down, you're going to eliminate a lot of the issues. My other point is that they're really concerned about fires and the actual devastating effect on citizens. Two words, I'll meet a fire. That had more damage done to the citizens of the area than a large forest fire would when you've got sporadic housing out there.
All right. Very good. Appreciate the call there. Thanks a bunch. Bob Hart, we'll talk with him here in a couple of minutes, and he's a land use consultant, and I'd like to get his take on what he saw yesterday at that meeting.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
If you have an Alexa device, you can listen to great news and talk anytime by first asking Alexa to enable KMED. After enabling the skill, you can listen to the most popular talk personalities like Bill Meyer and Lars Larson, plus local news and weather 24 hours a day by just asking Alexa to play KMED. Alexa streaming on KMED is made possible by Megan McPherson at Farmers Insurance, Father and Son Jewelry, Hardcastle's Trailers, and Pacific Healthcare Training.
For the past 15 years or so, the tech industry and educators have urged parents to focus their kids on learning how to code. That is, write computer programs. Nope. Learning how to code is now a dead-end job. I'm Kim Commando for T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. For a time, it seemed that the world could not find enough people to write software. Kids were learning computer languages with names like Ruby, Python, and C#. Parents were told that this would help the kiddos with critical thinking, problem solving, and better careers. AI has changed that landscape forever. With even simple AI bots like ChatGPT, you can describe what you want a software program to do, and the AI will code it in minutes, sometimes seconds. With school back in session, if coding is an elective, your student needs to learn something else, like bank tellers, data entry clerks, and fast food workers. Jobs for computer coders are fading fast. Enter to win a new iPhone right now at winfromkim.com. Hey friends, Kim here. You know, it seems the older you get, the savvier you become at saving money. I really hate to overspend on things, especially the necessities. But thanks to T-Mobile, I don't have to worry about overpaying for wireless service, so I've got more time and money to spend on other things. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a month per line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, Scam Shield Premium is included, which means fewer scam calls and more tools to help you optimize and organize your mobile life. Experience all this and more with T-Mobile, America's largest 5G network. Don't miss out. Get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for $30 a month per line at T-Mobile. Visit T-Mobile.com or your local store to make the switch and save.
With auto pay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees. 25% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details. Capable device required for Scam Shield. Turning on Scam Block might block calls you want.
Hear KMED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River. In South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
20 after 8, Bob Hart joins me. Bob Hart Consulting LLC in Rogue River. Bob, you have forgotten about land use, more land use stuff and fire policy than I'll ever know. So I'm glad to have you back on here because I wanted to give your land use consultant perspective of what happened with this statewide Association of Oregon Counties meeting, ODF, Oregon State University involved in it, and a bunch of county commissioners from all sorts of counties. What was your overall impression when you saw?
Yeah, I was there at the meeting yesterday, and to a county, all of them said, these maps are unreliable. There are so many mistakes and problems that nobody can have any kind of thoughts that it's correct. Mm-hmm. And so if you can't think that it's right in one place, you suspect the rest of it's wrong, too. And the state, they keep saying, well, that's just some speckling around that it's the map's still good. There's just a few things that we really can't fix. We've programmed the computer. We've put the data in, and it's right, and it's sacrosanct. We can't change it.
Well, Bob, you know that this is a racket that the state's trying to foist on people, though. You understand that part. It's a racket.
It's a racket, and then they hide behind, well, we can't talk about that. When somebody came online and said, well, our insurance, and they didn't even let him finish that in sentence with people saying, oh, we can't talk about insurance.
Oh, no, wait a minute. So we the people, though, have a right to be able to live in peace and harmony on our land, and the state is doing everything possible to attack us. These intrusions is what we're looking at here. Okay?
And then they give every agency this little box that they get to play in, and whenever something gets uncomfortable, they say, well, I can't do anything about that. You're going to have to talk to somebody else. But there's never anybody that can look at the whole program and try and get it to make any sense.
All right, let me ask you, was there any call, because I was out in the field, I was not able to watch that meeting. Was there any call to just kill it, Senate Bill 762 repeal?
Yes.
There was.
Yes.
Good.
There was. And it seemed like everybody was saying it in one form or another, that this is wrong and we can't put this into place. It needs to be completely started over. I think the one part that really bothered me more than anything was when Rick Dyer from Jackson County said, your data is wrong. You've missed 10% of our tax slots. We've got 104,000 tax slots, and your information only worked on 94,000 tax slots. And they said, well, we tried to get that fixed, and we sent you the information, and you didn't respond. And then at the end of the meeting, Ted Zook, the development director in Jackson County, came on and said, you tried to send us maps with the provision that there was a non-disclosure agreement requirement as well. And Ted says, no, these are public records. We cannot hide these from the public. And so you held them back and gave us the information when you gave everybody else 2 weeks ago.
All right. In other words, more evidence that the state is trying to pull a racket over the over rural landowners and the people. And
absolutely.
And I think this is all about, once again, paying for federal and state firefighting costs on mostly federal land. I mean, isn't that where most of the big catastrophic wildfire comes, on the federal land especially?
Absolutely. The original impetus for this whole thing started in 2019 when Governor Brown required a report, and that report said that the biggest problem is federal land. That's where most, over 90% of the acres that burn is on federal land, so until we get a hold of that, the rest of it is not going to really make a big difference.
So Governor Brown was telling the truth back then, and now everybody's telling us a lie, as in somehow charging rural landowners more or regulating them or insurance policying you out of existence is going to fix the problem on the federal lands somehow? Is that the kind of the sleight of hand that they're trying to arrange here?
No, the sleight of hand is they just ignored the whole federal land issue. They used the 2020 fires like Phoenix and Talent to shift everything over to, my God, the world is coming to an end.
Bob, they actually brought up the Almeda fire as part of a wildfire. That was an arson fire set in a 60-mile-an-hour wind event.
Yes, we know that, but they used that as the excuse to keep going with this whole thing. And as I've pointed out every time I've talked to them, there is nothing in any of these rules that would have stopped the Almeda fire. Not only that, is you're not even making them do anything to try and make it, quote, fire safe. So none of the things would have attached to Phoenix and Talent. It's only the more rural areas that are being affected by this.
What do you think is next on this, given the fact that if we have any kind of sensibility at all, we realize this is just a pure racket being done against the people. This is a war against the people, really, that the state's committing or waging.
It is. And what we need to do is marshal the troops, because the second shoe has not dropped yet, because when the map goes final October 1st, they are supposed to send a letter out to all the people that are impacted by this in the WUI and in the high fire danger area. And there's over 100,000 letters that are going to go out. And in each one of them, they're telling us they're going to put a packet together if you want to appeal. They don't even have that packet together yet. They don't know what it is. And when I read the state statute that they're using, ORS 183-411, which is the contested case hearing, it is so overwhelming, everybody's going to throw up their hands. So what I would say is, well, you may not get the appeal, but we need to tie them up in paperwork so everybody file an appeal, whether you think it's going to go through or not, and it'll just delay everything. And when you do file an appeal, send a copy to your local legislator so they know that everybody's mad.
In other words, this is you see the best way of approaching this then is Cloward pivoting the process, in which you overwhelm the system so that they are paralyzed, that they really can't do much with that.
Well, I think that's just one of the steps. After the meeting yesterday at Josephine County, John West said we need to figure out a way to get some attorneys involved and sue the state. And get this whole thing overturned.
Well, here's the point, though. Our state legislators impose this on us.
Yes.
Pam Marsh, Jeff Golden. I don't know how many Republicans might have voted for Senate Bill 762. I probably should be looking that up at some point. This is a political imposition. This was something done to us. This is not something which came out of, out of thin air. This was an actual policy imposed that they passed in the state legislature. And ultimately, it's going to have to be repealed by the state legislature. Shouldn't the real pressure be there on them?
It needs to be. We need to contact our legislators and tell them, get this out of here. Because they pulled a fast one, after the first meeting back on 762, and they withdrew the map. Jeff Golden realized that it was a big mess up the way they rolled it out.
And it hasn't been improved from the sounds of it, from the sounds of people that were at the meeting.
No, it hasn't been improved. They just changed the name to protect the innocent or the guilty in this case. And I went back last night and checked SB 80, which was supposed to be the course correction, was put in as one of those placeholder bills, and they pulled it up. And there was 24-hour notice before they had the public hearing on it. There was 12 people that testified against or along the lines of SB 80, the fix. So they pulled a fast one at the last minute, and it didn't fix a damn thing.
Uh-huh. Which means that we still have essentially a horrible Senate Bill 762 raping the people. You can't stand for this one. We can't stand for this.
Absolutely.
All right.
So the next step is September 4th. The Board of Forestry is supposed to look at these new rules and make a decision. They're going to have it, according to their website, on the YouTube live, but they're not going to take any new public testimony. It's item 6. I'm going to write my legislator now and say, go to that meeting or tell these people, the administrative class, that they need to stop this right now.
Demand it.
Demand it right now before it goes into effect, because they said the effective date of the map will be October 1st. Then they will send out the appeal forms and the notice forms.
Yeah, and we already know that even with what Rick Dyer is reported to have said at that meeting. That map's a fraud. That map already has 10% fraud built into Jackson County. Just Jackson County, right?
Yes, just Jackson County. And all of the counties that testified, well, participated in the hearing, it was not a public meeting. It was in the statute. It says the counties may ask for one last meeting with the departments and tell them what they think about it. But there's nothing that forces them to follow anything that the commissioners say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They all said the map is a fraud. It's wrong. And it's you can't do anything to rely on it.
Okay. And how should citizens deal with a process which has been a fraudulent imposition of a fraud on the people here? What should the response be? I guess that's really the question we need to be answering, you know, at this point, Bob. All right.
Yes.
Bob Hart Consulting LLC in Rogue River, and Bob Hart Consulting LLC.com if you wanted to find out more about Bob. I appreciate your take on it. And this is, frankly, you know, you would have thought that cooler heads would have prepared, it would have prevailed, and that the state legislators involved with this would be having their tail feathers set on fire over this. Maybe this is going to come. I don't know.
Hopefully it will, because what they've done is given the reins to the administrative class, the Department of Forestry in Oregon State, and they feel so insulated that they don't feel threatened at all.
Yeah.
They just, if you ask them a specific question, especially if it's a technical question, which many of the commissioners did, they said, well, I can't give you an answer right now. This is so complex, and one of the commissioners, I think it was from Multnomah, he said, I've gone through this whole thing, and I listened to your answer, and I can't understand anything that you've said.
Yeah.
You make no sense in your explanation. They go into this very high-fluting kind of language that's supposed to overwhelm everybody with their wonderfulness, and it's just word salad, like Kamala. Words and words and words that say nothing.
All right. Bob, thank you for the take on that. We'll have you back for sure. Bob Hart, Bob Hart Consulting, LLC.
Artisan Bakery Cafe, your go-to for all things delicious. Now serving amazing summer specials. Try their turtle brownie, loaded with caramel and pecans, blueberry cream cheese coffee cake, chocolate hazelnut croissant, lavender cupcakes filled with Bavarian cream, and coconut cream beignets. So many fresh baked goodies just waiting for you. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3 and Saturday from 8 to 3 at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer. That's the Artisan Bakery Cafe.
At Pressure Point Roofing, your home is our passion. From your initial call to completing your project to standing behind the work we've done, we strive for excellence in every aspect of the job. For over 35 years, we've been your go-to roofing professionals every step of the way. Living in this community means we see you every day at the gas station, the store, and Little League games. Doing the job right for you and our community is important to us. Choose Pressure Point Roofing for a job done with care and integrity. Visit PressurePointRoofing.com today. Pressure Point Roofing, your roof, our passion.
We've heard it all.
Apparently, those larger tires don't provide more clearance.
It was a really big bird. Might have been a pterodactyl.
I should have screwed that tool shelf in the garage to the wall.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again, and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road since 1946. Speed, service, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Dreaming of moving to your dream property in the county? Most rural properties rely on a well. Clouser Drilling is here to make sure your dream doesn't turn into a nightmare. Before you buy, you'll want to make sure the well is producing plenty of water. If a new well is needed, making sure the property has good water is vital. Clouser Drilling can help. They have drilled thousands of wells in Southern Oregon and can help you make an informed decision. Clouser Drilling can perform research, schedule an on-site visit, and provide free estimates based on your area. Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
The threat of wildfire poses a growing risk to Oregonians, and recent wildfires have provided some important lessons. You can prepare now by taking three important steps. Step 1. Contact your insurance company to make sure you have the right amounts and types of coverage. Step 2. Create a home inventory by taking photos or videos of your possessions in each room of your home. Step 3. Gather and make copies of important identifying and financial documents. Store them in the cloud or another secure location. These 3 actions can help you and your community be more resilient in the face of wildfire. Be wildfire ready by being insurance ready. Visit dfr.oregon.gov/prepare now to learn how. This message brought to you by the Oregon Division of Financial Regulation, the Oregon Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Now Bill wants to hear from you. 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Yeah, essentially the state of Oregon with Senate Bill 762 and also 80, transferring liability to you so that the feds can burn your land, and you're going to pay for the privilege, apparently. Joining me right now, next, as we talk about this last meeting yesterday, one of the people testifying at yesterday's Senate Bill 762 meeting with the Association of Oregon Counties, that's Jackson County Commissioner Rick Dyer. Commissioner, welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad I could get in here.
Yeah, so you're the one that broke it wide open by saying that essentially 10% of the fire map in Jackson County is just an out-and-out fraud, didn't even include a bunch of property, right?
Well, absolutely. And my point was, what that highlighted was the fundamental flaws of the map itself. It's obviously, we know it's inaccurate, it's inconsistent, but it just contains bad information. And when you undercount something as simple as the number of tax lots, or you use bad information or old information that gives you that number, over 10,000 lots unaccounted for, I don't know how you can ever think you put that bad info in, you get anything but bad info back out.
What do you think is the response, the best response for the various counties? Because I know we have this agency of the state relationship, and I'll tell you, it's getting really threadbare and worn. At this point in time, in which the counties are just supposed to jump and say, hey, no matter what kind of garbage the state throws at us, we're just supposed to say, what can we do for you, governor, as the case might be. What are you thinking?
Well, of course, we get involved in the advocacy efforts and the opposition against some of the overreach that comes from Salem. And this is another example of that. And I do think, again, you've talked about this, the power is with the people, and the people obviously are extremely upset about this, and they need to let the legislature know. As far as our charter language, changing it from agency of the states is a theory, and I know you've talked about it a lot. There is supremacy laws, and state law does trump county.
Yeah, but I would dare say state law is not here to just destroy we the people. Either we're not just supposed to sit here and be destroyed and say, oh, thank you, may I have an hit, punch me some more, hit me, or stop beating me so badly, and then maybe you'll love me more. And that's really essentially what the state of Oregon's doing with rural counties and semi-rural counties right now. That's what they're doing.
I don't disagree at all. We obviously, we need to continue to fight back, and we fight back at every opportunity, not just these public events, but in private and with our legislators. And in meetings with the governor, we do everything that we possibly can down here. And by pointing out, our planning department did some extensive research on this and uncovered some egregious errors that I don't know that anywhere else in the state were able to do. And it's going to help. It's going to help. If you can show that this map is inherently unreliable because of some of these reasons and others, then how can they possibly use this as a basis for a policy that substantially affects private property rights, imposes additional burdens and costs, and again, it gets way too involved with people's lives unnecessarily?
I think that's a point. It's like this idea that we have to sit and take a fraud being imposed on us. And when you see that much error in there and that much and all you hear is this talk about maybe get the science, it's smack them upside the head. I know that sounds violent. I know my words have violence in them.
I told them, I don't care how good you think your scientific method is, how good your your methodology and your algorithms that you put into your computer. You're putting bad information in, you're getting bad information out.
Yeah.
And what this it will do eventually and ultimately do is it will invite costly lawsuits. There's no question. There's due process issues. There's, you know, again, basis for people to sue. It will completely continue to erode the already thin public trust that we have in government and our confidence in government to do the job that they're intended to do. And I know here, and you can feel it, it will result in a profound feeling of inequity and resentment with our residents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's rising. You can feel it getting to a boil here. Commissioner, I appreciate your testimony and the fact that you called it out. And that was very important, what ended up happening. So I guess at this point, stay tuned to the county commissions of our state, right? That's next move. All right. Thank you so much, Rick. Be well.
Thank you. You too.
Jackson County Commissioner Rick Dyer, 842-770-5633.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
All aboard!
The Oregon Coast Scenic Railroad is your opportunity to ride behind the living history of a historic locomotive engine along the beautiful Oregon coast. Book either the coastal excursion for the whole family or take that special someone on the romantic moonlight excursion that includes appetizers and refreshments. Secure your seats with the Oregon Coast Scenic Railroad now at OregonCoastScenic.org.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands, so if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
It's gutter season. The phones are ringing at Fontana Roofing's custom gutter division after the last downpour. We've been busy custom fabricating robust gutters on site in a choice of 30 colors guaranteed to survive the weight of falling water and space dust. So if your gutters need to be repaired or replaced, give Fontana a call before the wet weather sets in. We also install gutter covers, too, to keep those pesky leaves from clogging your downspouts. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
You're hearing The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
All right, busy morning. Let me go to Mr. X. Hello, Mr. X. You wanted to weigh in here. This kind of conversation on wildfire and smoke and policy and Senate Bill 762, that fraud, right down your alley, isn't it?
Oh, Bill, this is, you know, you've said it a couple of times, and it's a fraud on every level. And when you understand this, you go, you know, like what I'm on right now is the Oregon Statewide Wildfire Hazard Map from Oregon State University College of Forestry. And it's very simple. The wildfire, here's a quote right from the page. Wildfire hazard map is being developed using the best available science and data and incorporates the expertise of more than 50 fire and fuels professionals from around the state. Okay, now that's all it says. But you got to go to who prepared this. Okay. They prepared it at a university level using volunteers of students. That's the reality to this. That's what you're being faced with. That's what happened when they first released it. That's what's happening again. But they say here they use the best available science. Okay. Now, what have we talked about the best available science being? It's a tool. They make a statement that they use the best available science. And in the consensus model, which they developed all this with, it's the best available science that supports the predetermined outcome.
And the predetermined outcome is that we're going to have the federal lands be managed irresponsibly and burn your land.
We're going to be managed by fire, which is a false premise. I mean, this is the whole thing. And when you have a group of people that come into it and say, you can't burn the land, you can't log the land, you can't manage the land in any type of mechanical way, but you can burn it on a landscape level. This is what people don't, don't get about this whole thing that's so dramatically important to understand, landscape scale. This is what the non-governmental organizations that are involved that believe in this thing, they want to create a fire-managed landscape. But they don't have a clue what that actually means until it happens. And when it happens, it's destructive on every level. And that's the thing. Do they have the right to burn your property as part of a landscape level thing?
And I would say that no. They, being the consensus process, the Oregon State University and all of the state government part of SB 762, they do not have the right to burn our land for these management purposes.
And if you break it down to the simplistic truth of it, Bill, they believe they do have that right because the state legislature, the Democratic Party, has produced documents and produced policy direction that this stuff is acceptable to force the people off the rural land to support sustainable development. And this is the key. This is one of the key factors.
Hey, Ed, understand. Why is that any different? Why is that any different than some policies wanting to push Gazans out of Gaza? I'm not saying it's a moral equivalency with the Israelis and the Gaza, but you know, there's been a lot of push there lately, right?
Well, what you're dealing with is a bunch of idealistic idiots that have no idea of the long-term consequences. And the realities of this make just no sense because they're trying to, you know, the United States was considered a developed land. We were developed there. They call it a wild land urban interface. Well, as of the mid 1920s, I think it was.
Yeah, we don't have wild lands. We don't have any wild lands here. These aren't wild lands.
That's right. But we do have the ability to manage our lands effectively. And I don't care if they horse log. I don't care if they helicopter thin it. I don't care. But they better start thinning it because they're the ones that stopped us from harvesting it.
Thank you very much, Mr. X. We'll have you back on that for another talk. I'm just running short on that time.
Thank
okay?
you, Bill.
Really. But he's right. He's right about this. Environmental policy, along with Democrat state control, one-party control, brought us to this point. And now their solution is that, yeah, I know we let the forest grow out of existence. And yeah, we don't have the herbivory that we once did. And I'm sorry, we're just going to have to burn you. We're just going to have to burn you. I think we have a vote on this, don't we? Let me grab line two. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Mark Seligman.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, I want to talk about this fire and Lily Morgan, both of them.
Don't have a lot of time, so be pithy.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm running for state representative, District 3, Democrat, a rare Democrat, and this is ridiculous, this fire map. I totally agree with all the speakers you had, and the what we can do is if it ever goes into effect, a state legislature like me or someone else should come up with a referendum and just nullify it. That's what I would do. The second subject is Lily Morgan, and the Daily Courier will not even report the news on this Morgan bullying of the city councilor who they removed. This has been going on in Gold Hill. Other jobs Lily Morgan has, she's bullied people. And the Courier says the Channel 12 reporter is a wet behind the ears reporter. And, you know, basically what they're doing is the Courier wants to recall John West. So they're not going to say one word negative about Lily Morgan. Where'd she get why'd she get $2,000? And now she doesn't want to pay the taxes on it. How much is that going to be? And the person that brought it up at the meeting was this counselor who was removed. So, first of all, why does the person who makes $135,000 a year, Gold Hill resident, Lily Morgan, why does she need $2,000 more? And if she does need it, you mean you make $135,000 a year, you can't pay back $2,000? I mean, this is your ex-state representative who decided not to run, and then she's now there. So, you know, both these issues, fire, the public needs to be aware. I don't live in Gold Hill, but I know that Commissioner John West is doing a decent job. He's basically financially conservative, and, you know, these are our issues. But this fire map, this has got to go.
All right. You know, Mark, I just wanted to comment. So what, the Daily Courier told you that the reporter that did the Newswatch 12 reporter, yes, the Newswatch 12 reporter is a relatively young new reporter, no doubt about that. I think it was Rocky Walker. Rocky. I think is who they're talking about. Right. I guess the point is, though, was he wrong?
Oh, and they also said, well, the other people, the staff who are complaining, they're relatives of her. So basically, she's bullying a whole family.
Oh, okay. All right. But I guess the question would be, it's like, so what if the reporter is new? Was the reporter correct?
The Daily Courier has a vested interest in this. Why would you want to criticize Lily Morgan? She's the lead impersonator. She's the lead petitioner of this. And by the way, here's the end game. I want everybody to hear this.
Okay.
Lily Morgan will eventually attempt to be the county manager of Josephine County. If West gets recalled and Pat Fahey, God forbid, gets elected, Fahey and somebody else will say, oh, we want a county manager. You don't have to vote on it, although we did vote on it and voted it down.
Yeah, but if you have the right county commissioners in, they could bring that in themselves. All right, Mark. Mark, I appreciate your call, and thank you for that. I got to go. I'm just out of time. All right, we're going to end the calls at the moment because it is 8:53, and I turn into a pumpkin very soon, and I want to make sure that we do everything else. I need a break here. We need a break from all of the fire talk, and instead we're going to talk about the government going out there and being tyrannical against taxpayers. Oh, wait a minute. That's like kind of like going back into the fire map. Let's do the Diner 62 quiz. Diner 62 Real American quiz. After all of this conversation, fill in your brain with what's been going on with the state and the wildfire map. Let's get you a good meal at Diner 62, if nothing else. Okay, Diner 62, your lunch destination, and they have that half ham special on morning 6 to 9, $10.95. And they just have such amazing. They served me. They sent me last week. It was a Reuben, and that Reuben was. I might as well have been at a deli in New York City. It was that good with the sweet potato fries and so much more. Gosh, it was good. Avocado, by the way, available in all sorts of burgers, omelets, salads, you name it, too. All right. So if you haven't won this in the last 60 days, you could win the 62 quiz next.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an overall knowledge of the area. But even more importantly, a local agent is a friend and neighbor who cares about the community just as much as you do. In the Medford area, that'd be my good friend Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Jared's a native of the Pacific Northwest, and his wife, Colette, is a former Oregon Young Mother of the Year. The Hokansons love Southern Oregon so much, they decided to raise their family there. If you're thinking of selling, Jared Hokanson guarantees to sell your home. And if he can't get it sold at a price and deadline you both agreed to, Jared will buy it himself. Some restrictions do apply. Find out what your property is worth for free and instantly. 541-772-SOLD.com. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-7653. Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty.
You're looking for a career and not a job, or maybe you're already working a boring job and you want more out of life, but you're not sure what to do. Nursing Pathways at Asante has an answer, a career in healthcare. Pacific Healthcare Training in Central Point has a secure, recession-proof opportunity for you. Our local hospitals want to invest in you, and they'll pay for your training. Scholarship money available, tuition reimbursement too, good wages and benefits. PacificHealthcareTraining.com. Now that's a career. Call today.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
Hi, this is Mark from Jay Austin, and I'm on KMED.
By the way, Jay Austin, where you go to get your gold and silver. If you don't know about that, Jay Austin, one of my best sponsors all time. Been around forever. And the federal budget is not getting any better. The dollar is not going to be ultimately getting any stronger. Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers. 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland and 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. I thought I would just mention that, okay? Talk with him today. We'll tell you more tomorrow. It's an 8:57 Diner 62 quiz, and we're talking about the Whiskey Rebellion. It was yesterday in history. Feeling pretty rebellious here in Southern Oregon today from the sounds of the phone calls. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Selma Dave.
Selma Dave. It was yesterday in history. President George Washington subdued or was talking about his determination to subdue the Whiskey Rebellion. He writes to Henry Lee, Virginia's governor and former general, regarding the Whiskey Rebellion. It was a real insurrection. It was the first great test of Washington's authority as president. In a letter, Washington declared that he had no choice but to act to subdue the insurgents, fearing that they would otherwise shake the government to its core. Now, the Whiskey Rebellion of August 1794 was because of growing discontent, Selma Dave, and had been expressed as early as 1791. Grain farmers resented a federal tax imposed on their distillery products. And as growers threatened federal tax collectors with physical harm, Washington at first tried to prosecute the resistors in the court system. In 1794, however, men angry at the tax gathered at a field in Pittsburgh and with fake guillotines challenged Washington and the federal government to disperse them. So the question, Selma Dave, how many men gathered and challenged the federal government back then? Was it A, 60? B, 300, C, 600, D, 3,000, or E, 6,000 men? Whiskey Rebellion, how many?
300.
300. It wasn't 300. I'm sorry, Selma Dave, I was pulling for you. Not 300. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Brian.
Brian, 60, 600, 3,000, or 6,000 men? How many defied George Washington at the Whiskey Rebellion?
60.
Nope, it was more than 60 or 300. Let me go to line three. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Mike, Gold Hill.
Hi, Mike. Was it 600, 300, or 6,000 men at the Whiskey Rebellion?
What were those numbers again?
600, 3,000, or 6,000?
Oh, how about 3,000?
3,000. Nope, not this time either. So we're at either 600 or 6,000. 600 or 6,000. What say you? Who's this?
This is Wally.
Hey, Wally. Is it 600 or 6,000 at the Whiskey Rebellion?
600.
600. No, it's not that either. It's amazing. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Tim from Merlin.
Tim.
And give me the numbers again.
6,000 or 6,000?
6,000.
6,000. Yeah, you got it. You know, that was quite a few people at that time, right? 6,000 people massed and defied the government. Washington knew the nation, having only recently overthrown the tyrannical English king, was in a delicate state. He didn't want to appear as an equally despotic president. Too bad, though. But the aging president mounted his horse September 30th, led a force of 13,000, larger than any American army amassed in one place, to quell the uprising. Of course, remember, we continue to tell ourselves, this is Tim, right? Is that what your name is?
This is he, yes.
Yeah, Tim. Yeah, remember, we're always told that we have this pesky consent of the governed kind of thing going on. But I guess if we get in between a government tax agent and the dollar, they'll send the army after you, okay? The rioters dispersed in the presence of the federal troops, and the bloodshed was averted there. So there we go. So Tim, we're going to send you to Diner 62. I know it's a bit of a drive for Merlin, but it's worth a drive, okay? Hang on.
Yes, it is.
All right. It's a minute after 9. We'll be right back. This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KPXG, Grants Pass.
Hi, it's John at Welburn's Weapons. The only thing better than shooting is shooting with a suppressor. Welburn's is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Code, Dead Air, Griffin Armament, Rugged, Q, Thunderbeast, and many more. And we can order practically any suppressor on the market. Check in with us for monthly incentives to save on suppressors, too. Come see the suppressor experts. Welburn's Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
The model year-end closeout on new Iron Bull trailers continues at Two Dogs Fabricating. Iron Bull has instant rebates on remaining 2024 Iron Bull trailers while they last. There's an instant $750 rebate on 12 to 16-foot dump trailers and a $500 rebate on equipment trailers from 16 to 24 feet. The 2024 model year-end closeout on North Star-made Iron Bull trailers is for a limited time. So go pick out yours at Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford. Visit twodogsfab.com.
Couple minutes after 9 o'clock, a quick email of the day. And we're going to give an email of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. The Reverend David says, Bill, I think we now know everything we need to know about what Mr. Fahey was talking about, communist leanings. The proof is his support for ballot measure 17-116 in Josephine County. He also reminds me of that insincere woman who was running against Noah Robinson. No straight answers except for communist or socialist ideas. So you got that just from that conversation yesterday, did you there, Dave? All right. Well, I appreciate it. And anything we can do to help raise awareness, we're good. Okay. By the way, my email, Bill at BillMyersShow.com. Keep them coming, and we'll talk again tomorrow. It's a busy day. Tomorrow's Wheels Up Wednesday. We'll hit the open road. And a whole bunch more. And you be well. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins coming up. 99.3 KBXG, the jukebox,
too. This summer has been hot. Have you enjoyed time outside? Have you noticed your patio or pathways needing attention? Terraforma Foundation Systems has the answer. If your patio is...